bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, I'm Jackie Dalton, and today we're going to find out about space travel and look at some science language. And we're going to do this with the help of Jeff Hoffman. He's a former NASA astronaut. An astronaut, a person who goes into space. He's going to describe what it's like. Some words to listen out for. Shuttle, meaning an aircraft that goes into space. Shuttle. Hydraulics, the parts of a machine that use the pressure of liquids to move things. Hydraulics. Launch pad, the base from which the shuttle is sent up into the sky or launched into space. You might also hear the word launch in other contexts, usually meaning to start something.
We'll launch the project next month. Why don't you come along to tonight's book launch? The author will be signing copies of a new book.
Try to listen out for shuttle, hydraulics and launch pad, and also listen out for another expression we haven't heard yet. What do people working at the base say when the shuttle is ready to launch? Here's Jeff.
Well, you get up, you start with a quick breakfast if your stomach is calm enough, and then the bus comes to take you past the waiting photographers out towards the shuttle towering on its launch pad. Now the shuttle is fully loaded. There's not a whole lot of people on the pad, just enough to help you get into the shuttle, strap you in. Then they leave and you're alone. And at this point, with all of the fuel inside, the vehicle is alive. Then the launch director goes around the room and everybody gives their go for launch, and you start the final countdown, and then you start up the hydraulics, and you can actually feel the thumping as the pumps go on, and the whole shuttle shakes.
45 seconds.
Go for launch is what staff say when they're ready for the shuttle to launch. We also heard the phrase final countdown. 4, 3, 2, 1. That's a countdown.
BBClearningEnglish.com.
Now we're going to hear mention of boosters. Boosters are a kind of vehicle which give the shuttle extra power to take off and get into space. When the boosters ignite, which means when they start burning, the shuttle lifts off. The shuttle usually drops the boosters once it's reached space.
45 seconds.
And we have a go for auto sequence start.
Those last few minutes go by really quickly until finally everything starts to
11,
rumble
10,
below you
9,
for a few seconds until all of
a
sudden you feel this kick in the
start,
pants
5,
when the solid boosters
4,
ignite
3,
and everything starts
2,
shaking tremendously.
1, 2, 0.
And we have liftoff. Liftoff of the Space Shuttle Endeavour on an ambitious mission to service the Hubble Space Telescope.
Roll program, Houston. Roger, roll, Endeavour.
The shuttle goes supersonic in about 45 seconds, going straight up.
What was that word? Supersonic. Faster than the speed of sound. Soon after its launch, the shuttle goes supersonic, and things get pretty noisy. What happens next?
The shuttle goes supersonic in about 45 seconds, going straight up. I mean, the power that you're sitting on top of is just spectacular. It's a pretty violent ride for those first 2 minutes when the solid rocket boosters are burning. Then they fall off.
Flight controllers are now standing by for burnout and separation of the twin solid rocket.
All of a sudden, it gets very quiet. The engines shut off. You're in space. Then you realize that you're sort of floating up against your straps, and in fact, you're weightless.
You become weightless. You don't weigh anything because there's no gravity. Gravity is the force that pulls you down towards Earth. And for more practice of these words and a program script, don't forget to go to the entertainment section of our website.
bbclearningenglish.com.